you know what I love about this?
What?
These mics are fucking awesome.
I think I'm getting like stage right now.
Yeah.
No one
is coming back. Right, hang on. I'll bring us in. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise Podcast. My name is Chris, and today I'm joined on this short and sweet 126th episode by my best friend in the whole wide world, James D. Downey.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here with me, Dee. We spoke a little bit off before we started this because we'd originally planned to do a different episode. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it just doesn't seem like the vocal gods are on your side today.
I can't speak today. No. I don't understand why my throat is just not complying.
So at least we have this backup ready to go. So we're going to shoot the shit today. We're going to just talk about things that we've watched and played and some a little bit of news, but there's no real topic on today. We'll keep it short and sweet, and we'll be back next week then with the big kind of mysterious topic that we were about to cover.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
I was already invested, Dee.
I really, really want to go through it in detail, but I can't. Mm-hmm. Every time I get into a decent thing to talk about, my voice just like crackles. And then I have to start coughing for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, big coughing fit. So no, that's cool. You may have noticed, anybody who's listened to this podcast, that our audio sounds super super clean. That is because D has brought us these extremely sexy new microphones for the studio. I'll have a picture of them up on my Instagram.
Got some new hardware.
Oh god, it's tremendous. It makes such a difference. And
it just feels good too.
It feels so much better. Yeah,
I just feel like a better podcaster now.
And
I feel like a better man, Chris.
Before we begin, let's talk a little bit about what we're sipping on here at the minute, because this is new.
This is new.
You might have heard that. Hang on.
I bet that's going to sound fantastic.
It probably will. I only seen these for the first time today. This is Monster Energy, but it's the Ultra version and it's Ultra Watermelon. Now, I haven't seen this yet.
I only seen it today as well.
This is going to be the first. This is going to be the initial taste test on mic. It smells like a very watermelon sweet. It doesn't smell like a watermelon.
I'm getting watermelon aromas here, which is surprising.
Like watermelon doesn't smell like that. No, I'd love to know where that came from.
It smells like a Jolly Rancher. The watermelon sweets are those.
They're delicious. But where did that come from? Who decided that that's what watermelon tasted like?
I have no idea.
Like fake watermelon. Same with banana. Because it doesn't necessarily... Like fake banana sweets... I think there's a smell of banana.
The sweets for sure, but like most banana things, I think taste pretty banana.
You think so?
Like banana milkshake.
Banana milkshakes are great.
Banana ice cream. I get.
I'm almost getting a little banana hint off that.
I don't think so.
You think so?
No.
I'm kind of maybe. I'm picturing fake banana now, and I'm
you got banana on the brain, Chris.
I think so. But this sounds tremendous at the back. Let me set the scene for you, Dee, before I have a sip. Under the firework-lit night sky, you've got your crush by your side. With good music and better friends, it's the best summer ever. Ultra Watermelon is summertime in a can, so you can enjoy it anytime. Zero sugar, easy drinking, refreshing flavor with the explosive Monster Energy Blend to light up those hot summer nights. Unleash the beast.
The ultra beast.
Here we go. Cheers to these, Dee. Let's see what this is like.
Mm. Oh, it hits hard at the start, doesn't it?
That is a winner for me already. I'm a big fan of watermelon.
I want to come out right out of the gate and tell you,
watermelon right from the start, like watermelon itself as a whole, the real melon, and then watermelon sweets, tremendous.
Yeah,
and this I also really enjoyed the watermelon Red Bull that was on offer released last year, the year before, it's like a summer special. Like it hung around, I think, because it's
so good,
popular. So this is good. Much better. This is much sweeter without being full of sugar.
Yeah, no, this is really nice. Mm. It's definitely got the watermelon sweet flavor that you're talking about.
I don't understand how they can continue to make these with zero sugar and still make it taste so good. Like it's, I know it's full of
sweetener,
but my God, it's good sweetener.
No, it's I'm a big fan of Monster. I have to say the Ultra. Line in particular.
Yeah, sweet potato concentrate. That's what's in this.
That's what you were smelling.
That's what I was smelling.
Yeah, not banana at all.
No,
jeepers. Man, if there was banana in here, I think I'd literally crack up.
I think the quality of our audio has definitely got better, but the content in which we bring you, I think, continues to plummet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just rock solid right there on the ground. Nowhere to go but up.
Tasting Monster Ultras.
Yeah,
that's not a bad episode.
you know what? You said it.
We line up all the Monster Ultras and we could taste them blind.
Dude, we'll do a tier list. If you want to see a tier list, reach out to us, let us know.
That's a tremendous video idea.
Yeah, there you go.
I still believe...
That's definitely going to happen.
Now, this is...
Promise podcast.
Now, this is a side hustle that I was thinking about doing for the show. I wrote to you about this, I think.
Oh.
Might have been last year or the year before, but we do have a little side channel, and it's our side series.
Yeah.
And it's called Toasted.
Oh, yeah.
Where we try different breads toasted to the exact same degree... And spread with the same butter or whatever every single week. And we can rate all different breads.
All the breads.
Toasted.
I mean, that sounds delicious.
I love toast.
I don't know about the concept of the show, but I'm in.
I think that's tremendous. We'll give our rating on the structural integrity of the toast. How it holds butter.
There's a real scientific process happening here. Like,
it's
the same temperature, the same amount and spread of the butter.
Exactly. I think that'd be tremendous. If you'd like to see toasted as a thing... Let us know.
I don't know. I just think anytime I hear toasted, I'm imagining some sort of like drug type toasted rather.
That's baked toasted. That's the pull.
Yeah, that's what you get
people in.
That's what you get people in the door. But then when they see the actual toasted,
toast,
that's where they stay.
That's where they stay. They come for the games, but they stay for the truth.
Fucking right they did. Home and the Outer Promise. Thank you very much.
Toasted
is a series that you will see very soon. Probably.
Probably. I'd like that. It gives us an excuse to meet up and eat bread. What's not to like?
I mean, the fact that we need an excuse to do that is obscene. But
it's obscene in this day and age.
I'm all in. So what's the rating? We'll give it a number.
Oh, yeah. What are we going for?
Well,
rating out of 10, out of 5, out of 3. 3 is not low enough. 5 might be the proper rating.
I think 5 is probably the best rating you can do.
Solid 4 for me.
I'm going to do a 4.3. Oh,
Of course you are. I don't know if I've had a monster that necessarily tips the 5.
Well, this is the problem, right? And I always see this, right?
Okay.
Can you give anything? What does 5 mean? Does 5 mean it's perfect? Because you can never get better than a 5 if you're rating out of 5. So if you give something a 5 and then something that's better than that 5 comes along, what the fuck do you do? And people will say, I'll never give something a 5 out of 5 because of that very reason.
That's
not a real problem, by the way. Not a real world problem.
No,
Don't worry about it.
It is, because I buy a lot of things based on reviews.
Yeah.
And if people are reviewing things, like Witch. How the hell do Witch review things? How can you review even movies? It's 100% movie or film.
Yeah, that's 10 out of 10.
It can't get, nothing will get better than this.
Godfather, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, say the new Spider-Man, 10 out of 10. Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah, exactly.
The same level of, I don't know.
All through the week when Elden Ring's scores were being released, it was 10 out of 10 across the board.
Yeah.
Now exactly. I'm hearing a couple of faults and flaws.
It doesn't really run that good.
No, the frame rate is quite, yeah, exactly.
but, what's a 10?
What's a 10?
Yeah.
What is that phrase? It's like, it's not like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but it's something like that for ratings. Like rating is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, it's personal. Like your 10 mightn't be more of 10 for me.
So maybe I should make this a 3.
Out of 5?
But 3 is only...
That's not good enough, Chris.
It's bog standard.
Because that's average. Barely above average for a 3
out of 5.
So
does that mean, going the other way, if 5 is absolutely perfect, does that mean 1 is terrible? Or 0?
I have to go back to the drawing board on this one.
Because then there's, if we say 0 is the end, like the no-go zone, we don't have a middle number. So does that mean we have to bring the...
No, you do, because then...
No.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, you're right, you don't.
So that means we have to take the rating scale up to 6.
It's just an awful number to go with.
Exactly. Rate something out of 6, why? Because 0 is involved.
But then, now you've got a problem, because... What if you want to go better than 6?
Oh, you can't.
Why not? Why can't you not go? What about a 4-star rating system with 0?
I've never understood 4-star rating systems.
But if you include 0, it's a 5-star rating and it's all good. 0, 1, 2, and then 3 in the middle, 4, 5.
I think it's the Guardian or some of them, I don't know, who rate like books and movies and stuff, and it's 4 stars across the board. And I'm like, what do you deduct a star for? But that's their highest.
Yeah.
That confuses the hell out of me.
4-star pizza?
Oh, that's good.
Why
pizza.
Would you call yourself that if 4 wasn't, you know, you're not going to call yourself
5-star pizza.
8-star pizza out of 10?
But I mean, if they were going for the F thing, why not just go 5? 5-star pizza. Four. 4-star. 5-star.
4 stars is better than 5.
But 5 is a bigger number. Why not go one more and give it another number?
So I'm giving it a 4.3.
Okay.
The monster has been reviewed.
Sorry about that. We tailed off.
I think you're right, though, because like people have been talking about Elden Ring lately. That's how this is relevant.
Yeah.
This is relevant. Don't worry. We're rambling.
Not off topic. Yeah.
We're not rambling. It's relevant because a new game came out and it's getting 10 out of 10s. It's doing really, really well. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, maybe it's not that.
Oh, no. I've been watching streams and I've been watching things and its frame rate is janky.
Janky.
It's janky.
But does that matter if the game's good? See, some people would just say, no.
True. It doesn't matter.
But other people would say, well, it does matter.
That's very true.
I'm glad. You're going to be reviewing for us later. Hopefully Uncharted as well. So
well, I'll give a very you see,
all of this is related. I'm just prefacing this so the people listening don't think we're rambling, because we're 100% not rambling.
No,
this is all scripted.
Yeah,
it's all written down. It's all prepared.
We're reading off the
reading off the teleprompter right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Teleprompter is a guy called Philip. He's just dropping pages.
There's so much waste in this studio.
So much waste, and we don't recycle.
Let's jump in and talk about a little bit about what we've got up to from the last podcast, because there's a couple of noteworthy things. The biggest one being that you, unfortunately, were stricken down.
Yeah.
In your prime.
In my prime.
In your prime.
I mean, things were going so good.
Like, you took an arrow to your knee in your prime.
Yeah. I used to be a good adventurer, like you, Chris, until that happened. No, I got the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so annoyed because I'd went for so long without getting it.
Yeah.
Basically, but yeah, fortunately it did happen.
Unfortunate, right? How did you feel? Tell me about your experience.
It hit me harder than I thought it would, because I've heard a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people here have been getting it and just
brushing it off, kind of thing.
Excuse me.
There we go.
Yeah, getting it and kind of recovering after a couple of days, and you're like, yeah, I was sick for a few days, and that's it. And I was kind of expecting that, but then I don't think I've been sick properly for four, maybe 5 years, like properly, like for more than a day sick. So maybe it was just that, and I am just a typical man who is sick.
Yeah.
It's just worse because
it's worse because you're a man.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I am a man and I am sick.
You have a cold, so you should be.
Yeah.
You're on death's door.
You should be feeling more sorry for me right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, if it hit me harder than others, or if I just was not ready for what a sickness actually is, because I haven't been sick in quite a bit. But yeah, it knocked me on the ass for about 3 days.
Now, during that time, because I, you messaged me and you had said, did you get anything, like, you talk about a time off work to try to recover. How was that time being off? Because...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it, like, did you have time to, like...
That's the thing. I was, like, kind of like, oh, I'll just sit up and I'll play games and I'll watch movies.
Recover, yeah.
Yeah, recover. But yeah, that was the annoying thing, is that I just was... I had no motivation to do any of that.
Oh, that's a shame, man.
Yeah, so, like, I think... For the first night that I was properly sick, I just slept, basically, and just lay in the dark.
Try to sleep.
Feeling really, really sorry for myself.
Yeah, of course, man.
Didn't eat or anything. I was just like, oh, no, I'm just going to lie here and
be sick. Petty party. Now, did Laura get it as well?
No.
No.
No, she miraculously.
Unscathed.
Yeah, living with me the whole time. No problem. Yeah, she's fine. She did get sick. And we were confident she had it, but she kept testing.
I almost feel worse for her that she didn't get it, because she had to. Was she calling on you?
Oh, am I back on call?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but
she looked after you well.
She did.
Yeah,
and she was getting things for me and stuff. I just didn't have. I didn't want to eat, and I didn't want to do anything. So
that's so shitty, man. Did you lose your smell and taste?
I don't know.
Oh, okay,
because I got a Domino's, right?
Oh,
this is the worst part of the sickness. Was the Domino's.
Oh.
So I was so pumped. I finally felt like I could eat something. I was like, we're getting a pizza.
This was obviously a day or two past.
This is like the end of the second day. And I was like, I am ready to eat.
Yeah.
Haven't eaten properly in about 2 days. I'm ready to eat. We're getting a Domino's tonight. It's going to be class. Got a big, large pizza. Got half and half.
Delicious.
And no, it was awful.
Oh.
It was disgusting. As in the pizza?
Oh, it was just a bad Domino's?
I think. I'm not 100% sure. Because Laura didn't think it was as bad as I thought it was.
Okay. And what was wrong with it, per se?
It wasn't cooked.
Oh.
What? Like, the dough just didn't taste like... It tasted like it was still, like, undercooked. Oh, and then dear. I got a little bit of her fucking barbecue sauce on mine, and that made it taste awful. And the pepperoni and the cheese...
I don't mind the barbecue sauce as much.
That... See, I don't like it. I know I don't like it. I would never choose it, but it wouldn't bother me. I would be able to eat it.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
it was just a no-go.
This entire package was just revolting.
Dear God.
Off-putting. Physically off-putting. I still ate the whole thing. No, I ate a few slices of it, and then... And I had like the garlic cheese pizza bread.
Fantastic.
As well. Didn't taste that great, so I was kind of "Am I just fucking?"
Yeah. Are you making yourself believe? Or are you making yourself believe that it was worse? Do you know what I mean? Like, did you have that kind of not even pity hanging over you? But you know,
No, I don't think it was that, because I was very excited for it. I was very ready for a really nice tasting meal. And then maybe the pizza did put the idea in my head that this is just shit, and so nothing tasted good. But I still feel like I was able to taste everything. I just didn't taste good. But then it then occurred to me shortly after, it's like, actually, I might have just been tasting everything off slightly, and that was what was letting me down.
That's a shame.
Doesn't taste right, and that I equivalented that. Doesn't taste right, so it's bad, basically. But yeah, it was just, I was really bummed about that because it was not nice.
Here's a question for you, kind of staying on that topic. Have you ever had an experience where you have got sick after eating something, and the notion of that food then stays with you that you can't have anymore? Like, basically, like, it puts you off that food or anything to that extent.
Tequila,
there you go. Tequila would be a good one. Yeah, good idea. I haven't touched tequila for my 18th birthday.
Yeah, that's from your 18th birthday. I can't. No, the smell of it would make me sick, basically. Well, I have actually had it a few times since then. I've kind of climbed that mountain, overcome that fear.
Good.
But no, it's still the idea of tequila just puts me right.
When I was younger, D, I ate Mexican food. So like fajitas when I was younger. And I probably just had like a standard amount of them. But I also had a decent bit of Sunny D back in the day. You know, like fake orange juice?
Yeah, you're a big man for the Sunny D.
In around that time. A lot of that. And I either got violently ill from the Sunny D, or I was just becoming ill at the time. And I got sick for a couple of days, you know, out both ends. It's not pretty, whatever. And I was very young at the time. And that turned me off Mexican food for a long time in my life, D. I'm not afraid to admit, I was scared of Mexican food.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was more than likely the Sunny D that did it.
Yeah.
But I can't.
All have vitamin D. Yeah. Or C, whatever the fuck.
C, yeah. It should be vitamin D with Sunny D.
Sunny D, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I think there's still some foods that I don't necessarily want or can look at because of an illness, but I can't necessarily think of what they are. But I spoke to a couple of people during the week about this exact thing, and some of the foods they were saying, I was like, oh my God, that's so strange. Like, one of them was a girl I spoke to. She said that she couldn't have a specific bolognese sauce anymore. Now, she can eat every other bolognese sauce. It's fine.
But this specific one.
And I was like, is there that much of a difference that you can taste? But it's probably just a mental thing.
Oh, I think it is. But yeah. I mean, it's a mental thing. In terms of like everything like that is a mental thing. It's like that particular taste, you identify it and your brain goes like, this was bad.
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Yeah, true.
And it's not in your head, it's real. But like, yeah, like that's how delicate our like sensory system is. We can pick those things up. I definitely have that with like certain types of food where I'm just like, I've never enjoyed that in the past. And so now the sight and smell of it.
Like, can you name a food? Can you give me an example?
Tofu.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I remember we made tofu once. And
dude, tofu's fucking awful.
And I was like, this is not good.
As someone who eats quite a bit of tofu, it's really not good.
Yeah, that might just be it. But now the idea of it puts me off.
Yeah.
Like, if it was in my meal, even a small amount of it, I would be looking for it. And I don't want that in there. Okay, that's not me. I don't like that. Get that out of here.
Get that out, yeah.
I'm not going to eat this meal now because I know there's bits of tofu in it. There's stuff like that happens. But yeah, I don't think I've ever been like made violently ill by a meal. The only times that I have become ill from food is typically like just food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
They haven't made the food well or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I've eaten it maybe a day or two after.
Oh, I tell you one of mine actually, now that I think of it, just that you said food poisoning. I cannot stand the brownie ice cream combo anymore.
Oh.
In my life.
Oh my God.
No. I had an awful experience.
It's such an important part of life, Chris.
No, it's not. It's just not. Trust me, a good few years ago, I was having dinner. And I followed it. Now, again, it was probably related to something else.
Something else.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember my dessert that night was a warm chocolate fudge brownie and nice, cold, creamy vanilla ice cream.
Delicious.
That's all I remember coming back up. And to this day.
So that taste coming back up is all you can think of.
Exactly. Now, that's probably about six, seven years now from that. And I can't do that.
I think that's fair, though. I think that's fair.
It's the warm, cold thing I don't agree with.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh no, Chris, you gotta open back up. You gotta get back out there.
I don't like that tea.
Hot and cold.
No.
It's so important.
No, I don't think it is.
To culinary art, it is. It's vital, Chris. No. Everything is better hot and cold.
Everything is better hot and cold.
Most things are better hot and cold.
Okay.
No, Most things are better. Have it, particularly desserts.
It messes with my
hot custard, cold pie. Or the inverse. Hot
pie cold custard. It messes with like my senses basically, and my teeth especially don't favour it.
Oh, because yeah, the cold and then the
cold
heat.
And then immediate heat. And it's sends me in the shock. You know,
Chris is like rolling around on the floor.
No, I don't like it. I've never really been a big fan.
Big fan of that. I love it.
Even when I get now, I love sticky toffee pudding.
I'm so glad you mentioned it, because I was going to bring it up when you brought up the brownie and the ice cream.
Mm.
Because I am big on team sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, I
used to be 100% brownie.
Fudge brownie? No.
I'm well over there.
Yeah, so am I.
And Laura hates that.
Laura hates sticky toffee?
She's like, I think she kind of has the same thing where she associates it with something else.
Something else, yeah.
Well, not something else. She associates it with a specific type of sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, yes.
I was mystified when she told me this, but she was like, she associates it with the pudding you get out of a can.
Oh.
And I was like, you're talking nonsense. You don't get that out of a can.
Oh, no.
Who in their right mind would put that into a fucking can?
D, you have full breakfast in cans nowadays.
Well, they did put it in a can.
No, D. What's that like?
I don't know. I've never had it. I don't want it.
You should try it.
It comes with the sauce already over it.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, of course. I would imagine it looks and has a very similar texture to dog food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not picking it. Do you know, you mentioned you get full breakfast in a can. Yeah. You can get a turkey dinner in a can.
No, you can't.
Chris, you can get a turkey in a can. Now, I would put like a parental advisory sticker on this podcast. Like, if you're going to go Google that, I mean, Google it. Have a look.
Okay.
But be prepared.
Yeah?
Because it's fucking awful.
Really?
So chicken in a
mashed,
can?
Mashed turkey into a can?
They put a whole chicken into a fucking can, Chris.
That's a big can?
Big can or small chicken. I don't know what it is.
Or it's not even chicken. It's probably
and it's
just
covered
mush.
In jelly.
That like congealed shit.
It's the worst.
Dude, that's awful.
I would say everyone have a look at it because it's so fucked up, but don't do it before dinner. It is grim. And you get a full turkey dinner in a can. It's the saddest Christmas meal you'll ever have.
I tell you what, if anyone listening to this podcast has ever had that or experienced that, I'd love to know.
Yeah, let us know right now.
Nothing.
Or the weirdest thing that you have had like that in a can. Something that just doesn't belong in a can.
I'm not a big fan of foods out of cans. I'm not going to lie. I mean, sweet corn.
Yeah, there's a few staples. Beans.
Beans. Oh, beans.
Certain things just
also, now that we're on this about beans.
How are we on this, by the way?
I don't know. But I've made a strong conversion from Team Heinz to Team Branson.
I don't even know who they are.
Okay, well,
I feel like Jacob from Lost. I don't even know who you are.
I am certain I will never go back to Heinz beans unless something happens and I get a sickener for Branson.
Yeah, Branson just out of business.
It's a superior bean. And I'll tell you why.
It's a better bean.
Heinz is way too much sauce that's too runny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Branson is a nice, thick bean sauce. Mm. There you go. Just wanted to throw that in.
Haven't been big on beans lately, so don't have a strong opinion about it one way or another.
Well, good.
Can't admit.
I will put the Branson beans a solid 4.
Oh, out of 5 or 6?
5. 5 out of 6.
Yeah, how did we get on the beans from something else?
Food.
I was sick.
You were sick.
That's right.
You were sick.
I was sick.
Okay.
Didn't play many games because I didn't feel up to
such
it.
Such a shame.
What I did do is I watched Parks and Recreation as kind of my feel good, maybe
what
feel better
a feel show. Good show.
Yeah.
What made you go Parks and Rec and not The Office?
I just wasn't in the mood for The Office. I didn't want the cringe. I didn't want those uncomfortable parts. I just wanted the kind of like more...
Just a silly...
Yeah, more heartfelt kind of
humor. Yeah.
You know, warm show that is Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation.
But both of those are my sick shows, actually. I would watch both. Back when I was in university and I'd be like hungover. And that's what I'd watch, either The Office or Parks.
Yeah.
And yeah, kind of fell back onto that.
My first ever experience of watching The Office was with you in your living room floor at home one day, and we shared a bag of Dorito crisps.
Yes!
I had never seen The Office.
I remember it was in the middle room.
Yeah, you were watching it on like DVD or something. We're like, here, watch an episode. And I watched like 3 episodes and I was like, I love this.
I remember you were sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
It was like you were like, it was like we were like 11.
Yeah.
Or 9. I don't know. We were young.
Yeah, we were young again.
We weren't actually.
We weren't. It was we only like a couple years ago. Yeah.
But it felt like we were like...
I think I had called up to maybe discuss something to you about the podcast, and you were maybe watching it.
I think it was before the podcast was a podcast. I think it was back whenever we were XZ Gaming and we were planning a gaming YouTube channel.
Probably.
Which went spectacularly, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, you check
it went so well that we couldn't deal with the hype.
Yeah, we had to shut down, close our doors, and rebrand. Yeah. As an enterprise podcast.
Went to live with other families.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was sick.
Okay, you were sick.
And I'm better now.
Good.
It was just more than I was expecting, but...
We hope you're better now. You have a serious fit of coughing today.
I felt fine. Like, it did linger, like, further on. I felt better, but I was still like, because I was doing my weight training and stuff. And
yes,
I was still able to do as much there. And there was one day whenever I was like doing it, I was really out of breath. And I had very similar to what I have right now, where just my entire throat was just like dry. And I couldn't get, you know, could drink a liter of water and it would make no difference. But yeah, today for some reason, for some inexplicable reason, as I tried to go through the big topic that we have, which is hopefully going to be coming next week. I'm coughing away here.
It's not easy doing this. People think doing a podcast is just sitting behind a mic and talking.
Oh no,
it's very, very not.
I have to go home now, and I'm going to have to spend 2-3 hours warming up my throat and, you know, do my vocal exercises so I can be ready next week to come back. And
exactly. I thought you were going to say warming up my vocal cords to edit the podcast.
Yeah, you got to get in the right frame of mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What else have you been up to? I suppose, let's just jump into
what we've been up to so much.
It's let me see, I'll touch on that. We'll kind of stay in that time frame, because as you got sick, I was actually supposed to be up with you in Belfast.
Yeah, you were having a fucking ball of a time.
I was having a whale of a time. I was supposed to be coming up to you that day for podcast purposes. And, that all went to shit, basically.
It did.
But thankfully, we were still up in Belfast. Colin and I were in Belfast. So we decided to get a bite to eat and then head to the cinema to see Uncharted.
Great day out in Belfast.
It was a good day. Yeah, it was a very good day, actually. Two stories to tell out of this one. Would you like to hear the food first, or would you like to hear Uncharted first?
Food.
Okay, perfect. So, went to Bootleggers.
Get ready to rate this now.
The food?
Yeah. 5, 6 or whatever it's going to be. Just be ready for that.
I need an hour.
Gonna be
an hour to think about this. Send a couple of texts. So we went to Bootleggers, one wonderful establishment in Belfast. I'm sure many people who've listened to this podcast from around the area knows Bootleggers. If you don't, it's like a dive bar kind of place. Do good burgers.
Yeah, do food as well, yeah.
Very nice. They do a wonderful vegan burger, which is why I frequent the establishment.
You frequently frequent the establishment, yes.
So we went in, ordered... Colin wasn't too sure whether she'd like the burger. I've recently got Colin on to burgers. She wasn't a big fan of burgers, never really had burgers.
Okay.
Recently got her on to burgers, vegan burgers, obviously. And she said she wasn't sure whether she's going to like this burger. So I said, well, why don't you do what you normally do and order? She gets like a corn rib. It's like ribs made from corn that are covered in the sauce, basically.
Okay.
Fake ribs, essentially. And I said, get them on the side and get a burger. And one way or another, if you don't eat one,
yeah,
Hoover over here. We'll polish it up. Okay. So
we're going to waste.
We both ordered the burgers and then we got the corn. We ordered the ribs. Now, the girl who took her order had the ingenuity with intuition.
I like that.
Jesus.
That's a new word and I fucking love it.
What was my word?
Intuity.
And what is the actual word?
I don't know.
Intuition. That's what I was going
or
for.
Or ingenuity.
No, she had the together. Intuition.
No, it's both. It's for sure it's both. Had to be an ingenious solution. Ingenious? Fuck me.
Ingenious. Perfect. We're just making... The caffeine is surging through my veins, dude.
I haven't had caffeine in over 6 weeks. No.
She had the intuition to come back down and ask if we were both vegan, which we were. And she said, unfortunately, the barbecue sauce that you've ordered over your ribs now has honey in it. We thought, shit, that's a bit shitty. So she said, the only other sauce we can give for a vegan is called the devil sauce.
Oh, damn.
Immediately we just went, yep, that's fine.
Oh, God.
And she kind of looked at us and she went, are you sure? She's like, it's quite hot.
It's called the devil sauce?
Yeah, exactly. We went, no, it's fine. And she goes, one more time, she goes, do you want me to take you down somewhere you can taste it and try it?
Fair play to this person.
We said,
this is intuitive.
Exactly. We said, no. Fine.
We're going in. It reminds me of fucking Pizza Hut in fucking Florida.
Another situation.
Now, bring it down.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, before I go any further, I'm not a big spicy food kind of person.
No.
Like, I like a bit of spice, but not so much that it would ruin a meal. The only way that gets...
You want, like, Spice Girls
a bit of heat. Yeah.
Rather than, like...
I want Spice Girls
Carolina
rather than...
Reaper.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Carolina Reaper. That's good. Colleen, on the other hand, big fan of spicy food. The hotter, the better.
Oh, okay. Then.
Well, so she says. Anyway, I'm not. Oh dear. Until the devil sauce comes down. So, anyways, these two. First of all, waiter comes down. These lovely two burgers, fries, drinks, the whole lot. And then he sets down this plate of ribs. Now, I may be imagining this, but I think he did it at like full arm's length. Okay? Yeah, okay. So he put down this plate. Now, they caught me in the scent caught me.
Oh god.
And it smelt like I was going to hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
Steams your nostrils.
And we said, I was like, I'm eating my burger first, because if I'm even going to touch those things, like I want my meal to be over and I can maybe try it. So
yeah.
Got through the burger, delicious. Got through most of the fries, delicious. And then Colin said, right, come on, we're going to try these. Let's see what these are like.
Did she like the burger?
Oh, love the burger.
Well, that's
big
good.
Big fan of the burger.
That's good.
Yeah, big fan of the burger. So we each take a wing. Our ribs, sorry. We each take a rib. And she bites into it. Now, she does this thing where she like bite into it, and she's using mostly her teeth to like pull the corn away.
Yep.
I'm in there. I'm in lips, teeth, tongue, the whole lot. We're getting in. We're going to enjoy this bad boy.
It's very clear which one of you is more experienced with eating spicy foods.
Yeah. Okay. So I pull it off and I'm like, that's quite good. Now, immediately the heat kind of just envelops my tongue. Mm. You know what I mean? Like it's there. I can feel it. It's building. It's not too bad. And she goes again for another bite. I go again for another thing. I've cleared this thing in maybe two or three bites, like one side of it. I'm chewing away. And suddenly I'm just looking out the window and Belfast is passing by. I swear, it was like a train came through that window and just straight into my mouth. And the train was on fire.
Yeah.
Okay. The devil himself was driving the train. My eyes just started pouring.
Aye.
My mouth. I went to talk. I opened my mouth and all that was there was drool. It was like, I couldn't even speak.
Need to do something.
So deal with this. I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, play it kind of cool. Tuck a drink. That made it worse. I was like, maybe a couple of fries. That made it worse. I picked up the lime because I hear lime and lemons. That's why they give it to you on hot stuff.
Oh, is it right?
Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe the acidity. No. I like squeezed the lime into my mouth, bit the lime, the whole lot. Nothing was doing. I just started chewing ice out of the glasses.
You can't even have milk.
No.
You can't have milk, the best thing.
I was like, a milkshake would be terrific with this right now. Yeah. But no, start chewing ice. Now, Colleen's there. She's getting through hers rightly. And I'm like, no. So I just about finished mine. And then this is where I make the mistake, D. I see her wiping her hands. And I'm like, good. What do I do?
Oh, you dopey bastard.
I lick all the sauce off my finger. And then I proceed to lick my lips and like the bit around my lips. I swear to God.
Your fucking finger in your eye next.
If someone had it come by there and then I was like, I'll just whack you over the head with a bat right now, I probably would have taken it to avoid that pain.
Yeah.
For the next 10 minutes, it was an outer body experience. I wasn't even there with the heat. It did die off.
Oh, yeah. You're still here. You're here to tell the tale.
Exactly. I went back for the second rib.
Fair.
Delicious sauce. So I call the waitress over.
I don't believe that for a second.
I call the waitress over and I ask her what's in it. Like, what is this? Can you find out what is it? She goes to the chef and she says it's a habanero pepper or chili or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Lemongrass and ginger. That's all that's in it. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty spicy. So all in all, it's a sweet, it's a lovely sweet sauce. And then out of nowhere, the heat's just like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go, fucking.
See, I don't believe people whenever they say like, oh, yeah, this was so hot. It was so, it was insane, blah, blah, blah. But it was delicious. I love it. And I'm like, do you though? Because you were in physical pain eating that.
But I guess if I go back, I will order the devils again. Because I want to see if I maybe fluked getting by that one. Or if I could go again.
I'd say once you've done it once, you're kind of, it's kind of like your body has, it knows what it's going to deal with.
Yeah.
So at least ready for that.
I was sure though, D. I was sure in a couple of hours there's a high probability of me
just blowing out your anus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry for the vulgar terminology.
Layman's terms, yeah, blowing out my anus. Fuck's sake. But I was sure I was going to be in a lot of pain, basically. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we proceeded to the cinema. Now, this was my first cinema experience from
COVID.
Well, pre-COVID. I think, I genuinely think the last thing was probably Endgame.
Fuck yeah.
That's how long ago I was.
I can't even think what year that came out, but yeah, that's a few years before COVID.
Anyway, I think. But got our bits and pieces. The Odeon's a nice cinema.
Odeon is a nice cinema. I don't like them though.
No.
I have a bone to pick with the Odeon.
Oh.
Which we'll get to after yours.
Okay, fair enough. Got some nice popcorn. I actually got myself a vegan Magnum ice cream.
Oh, nice.
Because they have the Ben & Jerry's stand, but they had no vegan Ben & Jerry's.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was a shame. But anyway, The theatre wasn't even packed out at all, as you could kind of imagine, like a middle of the day show, 3 o'clock showing for Uncharted weekend of opening. I don't even know if Uncharted did that much. I don't think it did.
I mean, I've heard it did all right.
Okay.
I mean, it's not gonna. Look, Spider-Man is still in the cinema.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is competing with Tom Holland.
Yeah, right, true.
Now. So,
true.
Like, I don't know. It'll never blow away, but
yeah,
I think they're all right.
In terms of the movie itself, okay, now, it's been a while.
Oh, sorry. So you're going to review this movie, are you?
Well, yes and no, because it's been 2 weeks from I've seen it.
Okay.
So I should have wrote down my initial thoughts there and then. So I'm kind of clutching a little bit.
You were not on
here.
The ball.
No.
To be fair, you're recovering from the devil's
from the devil's anus.
Whatever
yeah.
it was.
I think we should call it the devil's anus from now on.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I don't.
So I'll give my brief feelings about the movie. I enjoyed it, okay? As far as video game movies go, I enjoyed it.
Which you can't always say about video game
films. The last video game movie I enjoyed to an extent was the Alicia Vikander Tomb Raider. To an extent.
Yeah, and there's a very, very important asterisk
the
on
extent,
that.
The extent being she made a good Lara Croft.
Yeah.
And that was it.
There was a good Lara Croft movie in there. But then there was all this other stuff which was bad.
Most of the rest of the movie was bad, yeah.
There was like the shell around her, which was just not good.
I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed Mark Wahlberg
as
Scully. I enjoyed the plot, I guess. That was very good. The biggest thing is Tom Holland as Nathan Drake.
Oh.
And it's like, I read a lot online about it and people like, really fucking going to town on him, saying like he was just not the choice for this part. Even Mark Wahlberg wasn't the choice for this part.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, I enjoyed him. He kind of has that kind of swagger and the, you know, the kind of cockiness that Drake has. But it was just okay. He was just okay.
Yeah.
Now, the action set pieces in the movie, I thought were tremendous. The movie is made for max screen. It looks tremendous. Antonio Banderas as the lead kind of bad
guy. I've heard
guy.
He's very good in it.
He's quite good in it, yeah. You know, I don't know what else to say about it, you know, the time has almost passed to fully get into depth about it. A couple of key parts, the cameo role from, is it Nolan?
Who's this point?
No, no, no.
What are you spoiling? What are you doing?
It won't be anything big.
Is what are you doing?
Is it Nolan North that voices...
Oh,
or is it Troy? No, it's Nolan North.
Yeah, it is. It is Nolan North.
Yeah, that voice is... His cameo is just a nice little piece.
Nod.
There's a couple of nice little Naughty Dog references.
Oh, like other games, like Crash and stuff?
No, the actual... Like, the Naughty Dog logo.
Oh, really?
A couple of times,
oh,
which
that's
is nice.
Cool. Okay.
And the kind of origin of Nathan Drake's kind of outfit and attire and stuff. Not even the origin, but just like his weapon holster and things like that.
It's like Lara Croft getting her two pistols.
Exactly, yeah, that kind of thing. It was nice. And the action pieces were very nice indeed. Some of it super duper far-fetched, like obviously.
Yeah. But the games are.
But the games are, exactly.
Part and parcel of experience.
I can't really think of too much else that I'd want to say about this movie.
It's good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
An enjoyable movie.
It's not great.
No.
It's not going to hit a 4. Or 5 out of 6, or whatever
it might hit 4 out of 10. It would. It would surpass 4 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably put it 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, it's good.
And that it's a good action movie. I don't know if I had those like rose-tinted glasses on because it was my first experience back at a cinema and I was like, anything could be good here.
Yeah.
But enjoyable. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
The comedy in it and the back and forth between Wahlberg and Holland is... tremendous. It's very, very good.
Because that's important.
It's chemistry. Very important. But that's about it.
I think I want to see it. So, yeah.
Combine National Treasure with Tomb Raider.
I'm in.
And this is what you get.
Yeah. I mean, that on paper, that's a winning combination.
Yeah.
On paper.
I highly recommend seeing it. I would watch it again.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I would watch it again.
I want to see it. I probably won't see it in cinema, to be fair.
Okay.
But I will get to see it at some good. Point. Good. I'm not just going to put it on the back list.
There we go. That was my experience with Uncharted.
And the cinema experience was good.
The cinema experience for me was tremendous. I didn't realize that Odeon drinks were just as big as they are.
Oh.
That's the biggest drink I've had in the cinema. I obviously wanted a large.
Yeah.
And it's just over a liter.
Decent.
Yeah.
That's decent, yeah.
When you're drinking just over a liter of Sprite.
How long was the film?
The film is 2 hours 15, I believe.
Ooh, did
you
make it through without a pee break?
I did. Now,
with a liter in you?
A liter in me plus what I had in Bootleggers. The thing is, I pride myself in being able to hold large amounts of liquid.
Why?
Because
Why?
Yeah, that actually probably came out wrong. No, that. I don't pray. It's
an the accomplishments of my life, I'd put that probably top three.
It's an ability I have in which I can hold it for a long time.
Okay.
But then I will expel for many minutes at a time. Put it like that. So no, that didn't bother me at all. That was fine.
That's fair.
Tell me your experience with Odeon that you didn't so much like.
It was the staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So went in. Oh yeah, we booked our tickets online. And for some reason, okay, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here about this, but when you look at, like, you're booking your tickets from the cinema and you're looking at the seats.
Yeah.
If I was at the top left and I picked that seat, the top left seat that I'm looking at on the screen, what seat did I just book?
So, yeah, I know what you mean here. So, to me, that would be you're booking the back left-hand seat.
Of the cinema screen.
That's actually their
front. That's the front
left-hand screen. And they wouldn't tell you that.
Exactly. That's directly in front of the screen. So that's what we did, obviously. And we got there.
What was this for? What was the movie?
God, what was the film?
It wasn't something big, was it?
Jesus. I don't... It might have been Dune? No, because we went to Max for Dune. I forget.
Recently enough?
Yeah. I think it was The Legend of Shang-Chi.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah. But last year at some point. But anyway, got in. In fairness, the guy who was like talking or taking our tickets was like, "Now, do you know that you booked the front seat?" And I was like, "Oh, no. I thought we booked the back, like near the back." It was like, "We picked this seat here." And he's like, No, that's actually whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's the front seat." And I was like, "Jesus, all right, how did that happen?" And he was like, "Well, I think I can tell you how that happened." And I was like, "Oh, what do you mean?" And he was like, "I think someone made a..." And he was like looking at me like, "You know, you made a mistake or whatever." And it's like, "I don't think I did." And he's like, "I have to deal with people like you all the time."
No, he didn't.
I was like, "What the fuck did you just say to me?
No,
are you fucking
didn't.
Kidding me?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like getting really upset with him. And he was like, "These are the seats here." And he put it, "This is where you just want to go. And is that fine?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's fine."
What to say that? You don't say that.
He's like, "I have to deal..." He didn't say it like me as if like you're a fucking retard.
He could have just said something like, "Don't worry, it happens all the time. I can..."
That is what he was saying. Okay. Right? That is what he was trying to say. But the way he said it, I have to deal with people like you all the time.
And it wasn't what he said. It was how he said it.
It was exactly that. Yeah. I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me, guy?" I was literally so annoyed.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I was like, if I didn't want to see the film, I would just have been like, I will go.
Now that you say that, actually,
I'll go to the Odyssey here for all in 15 minutes, dickhead. But to be fair, I mean, I don't know. Laura didn't think it was that bad. Because it happened to me, I felt more annoyed about it. But to be fair, he could have said nothing.
The annoyance. Like, it's just the annoyance.
Go take the front seat. He's like, obviously, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Because they have a bad way of booking tickets.
Dude.
They're doing it backwards.
They're bad way of booking. I had to contact them twice to get refunded for two separate bookings before I got my booking for Uncharted right.
Oh my God.
Because I booked and I was like, "Oh shit." It booked or whatever. And then the guy contacted me and was like, "Just to let you know, the film is not at this time. It's actually this time." And I was like, "Oh shit." He goes, "Don't worry. All you have to do is book again and then put your refund through for the last one." And I was like, can I not just move the tickets across? Like, you're literally just moving it like an hour's time.
That's what he did for me in the cinema. He's just like, "I'm just gonna move you."
He's like, "Oh no, just book again and you can..." So I booked, and then sure enough, Colin and I decided we wanted to go to a later show, so I had to book again,
third time.
And I was like, "Is there no way you can just put the exact same tickets? There's not even... these seats aren't even booked in the next seat, and just put us in there." And he's like, "No, you have to book again." So I paid £60 for tickets when I should have paid 20, and then had to wait for a refund.
I like a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days. It's such a first world problem.
If you had £60, you're doing well to have that money just
to throw on tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people would be like, I've spent £20.
That's
on
what
this.
I was thinking. Like,
I don't have the money to book
again. If
this was
like a family or a birthday party or something, like, Jesus. Like, and to be fair, the girl who... sounds like we're just shitting all over Odeon now.
Well, they're making mistakes, Chris.
The girl...
And then he just ordered it.
The concession girl who was serving us.
Yeah.
Instead of offering us the kind of deal, she was happy enough to just put everything through one after another. Colin copped on and pointed it out and was like, "Actually, just make that the deal and I'm going to pick up a bag of sweets." And the girl was like, "Oh yeah, you can do that." Now, she saved us a bit of money. Now, we couldn't eat any of the sweets, but I was I was taking them.
Well, because you paid for them.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Paying for them just to get the rest at a cheaper price.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, it's madness, the whole fucking...
And that's
thing.
Not being stingy or as cheap or anything. It's like, offer the correct deal that you can get, you know? And they also didn't have the toppers for the popcorn, which I was a bit disappointed
with. What are toppers?
So you can get, on their website, it's like, oh, top your popcorn with like all these different, you know, you can top them with like a scoop of like Oreo pieces, a scoop of like chocolate, like counter sweets, you do all this. I was like, can we get the toppers? She's like, oh, we don't do that anymore. I was like, how long have you not done this? It was flashing on her board behind her, and I was like, I was kind of looking around me like, where are the toppers?
Yeah. Like
maybe the toppers are in that.
They do that, they're like, "We do this thing." Oh, do you? Well, not here, no.
Yeah.
But the other ones in England do it.
Yeah, so exactly. That's all good. Exactly.
We use the same branding as them. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awful idea to me, though. I don't like the idea of toppers.
Do you not?
I want a popcorn.
Yeah. I do like a bit of chocolate with my popcorn.
Yeah, but you have it in a separate bag. Right?
No, I like it in the bag.
And then people dump it in, and I'm like, "Oh, that's great." So now, whenever I go to have a bit of popcorn, my hands are gonna be fucking covered in chocolate.
But you're in a dark room; so you're not gonna see that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's gonna be like all over your face,
warped.
Yeah.
But that was the experience. Sorry, with Odeon Cinemas and Uncharted.
Yeah, that's the actual cinema screen and seats and stuff were pretty
fantastic.
Solid.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Good, I booked the like premier seats or whatever it is.
Oh.
More leg room, higher seats.
Have you been to the Odyssey Cinema, the VIP seats?
No, I haven't.
Make that your next experience.
Okay. The Odyssey. Oh, yeah, I thought you were about to say Odeon there. I was like,
no.
We're not going back.
It's the Odyssey. And it's definitely well worth the price. There's only about 20 seats in the entire cinema.
Right.
And they're they're all like big, like recliner leather seats. Oh, it's awesome. And you can get like little booths. So it's just two. So it's just you.
Oh, nice.
Two of you together. And there's no other seats around you. Oh, it's excellent.
That'd be nice, actually.
Well, it's a right bit more. It's probably double the price, but.
To be fair, my trip to Odeon was still cheaper than when I go to Omniplex.
Yeah, Omniplex are fucking...
Omniplex are dear.
Man, dear you were talking about having trouble exchanging your ticket with Odeon. Omniplex just don't do it. You have to pay an extra... To be fair, it's so annoying. You have to pay an extra like 60p maybe, something like that.
Yeah, for changing.
To have the flexi option.
Oh, yes.
I didn't do that. I remember for Dune, I didn't do that. And then I think Laura was sick or something happened where we couldn't go.
No.
It was my nephew's communion.
Yes.
And I had to go down for it instead. And I was like, that's fine. I'll just change it. Couldn't do it.
Oh my God.
They were just like,
nah.
You didn't pay 60p. Can't do it.
60, I know.
So I paid for Dune twice. I just tried to get rid of the tickets or whatever, but it was like, this was like 2 hours before it was on. So
I used to work for Omniplex. And I used to hate telling people that. It got to the point where it was just easier to just
do it.
Find a way around it and keep people happy.
Yeah.
That's what keeps people coming back. Not exactly, this bullshit, like you know.
60p. Well, they made £20 off.
I do understand that companies have to follow like certain guidelines and shit, but.
Yeah. Well, that's only there to make you want to go like, I'm not going to bother getting the flexi option for 60p more. So that whenever you do need it, you can't have it.
Exactly.
And it worked on me.
They got you good.
They got me real got good, good. And I went back. Went back to see Spider-Man because it's the closest one. So.
Of course you did. So that was it. That was it that week.
Cinema experiences.
Cinema experiences, yeah.
Terrific.
You want to talk a little bit about what we've watched or from that?
Yeah. I watched The Raid last night.
The Raid. What's
it's
The Raid?
Indonesian film about... I'm sure you've heard of it. It's like these police... group trying to take this like building
a
gang lord.
Yes.
And it's Indonesian, it's all like martial arts.
Is it
like
good?
Insane action.
Like, really?
Insane.
Okay.
Like it's like Bruce Lee on speed. Like
wow.
The moves that they're pulling all in real time. Extended scenes, like, you know, no cuts, and they're just beating the shit out of each other. It is brutal at parts.
Very nice.
And it's like a classic. It reminds me of Die Hard a little bit. It's like they're in a building.
Yeah.
They're surrounded by enemies. They have to fight their way out. Like, there's just no option. You just have to make it through.
Yeah.
Super tense at times. Unreal combat at times. Good characters. Solid film.
Nice.
Solid film.
Very nice. What's that on Netflix?
It's on... We had to get it on Prime, and we had to use a stupid like subscription like within Prime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had to use that before.
Got like too. A seven-day trial or whatever.
I use that for Pokemon, actually.
But the Raid is like... Yeah, I'd heard about it before. It's just being one of these like just top-tier action films. Mm-hmm. Like... You should see it at some point.
Is it all subtitled?
Yeah, it's all subtitled. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very, very good. Like, very good film.
I, for one, do not mind subtitles whatsoever.
Oh, no.
I actually frequently watch most of my stuff with subtitles, just in case I miss something that I don't want to miss.
Oh, like in English as well?
Oh, yeah.
Closed
captions.
Laura does that a lot.
Yeah.
And I am... My first experience, I will always prefer without.
Yeah, I would prefer without, but... Sometimes I like to pick up on all the little things. You know?
I get annoyed when I miss something and I'm going to have to go back and listen.
It was
to this.
Funny, actually, they should say that Colin and I started watching a series during the week. And we'll talk about this, but I had previously had subtitles on Netflix, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the series started, and it was like a pan through like a street. And there's all this noise going on, and then someone started saying something. But while that was happening, she was like, "Oh, get those subtitles off, you know, take them off." So I took it off, and then something happened, and immediately she was like,
"I missed that.
What was that?"
Yeah.
I was like, if the subtitles were on, we'd hear this.
I'm that person.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah, we'd know. But no, I understand. Like, people want to watch, not read. But yeah. I think it's a different type of reading. Your eyes kind of just scroll across, and because you're already hearing it, you're just picking
secondary. What you're actually experiencing. I've come a long way in terms of subtitles.
Good.
And that I don't mind them as much. But
you watched Extraction yet? Sorry.
No, that was, we were going to watch it. It was in consideration last night. We wanted to watch an action film, but The Raid was like...
Well, watch Extraction and tell me what you think of it. There's one super long cut that I want you to give your opinion on.
I think
it's one of the best I've ever seen.
Okay.
I'll
definitely get around. It probably won't be soon, Chris, but it will happen.
Okay.
It will happen. Good. You have to be in the right mood for those type of films, man. And we were in the right mood last night, but The Raid won.
Excellent. Anything else noteworthy that you watched?
Oh, I'm sure there is. Was he talking about Jessica Jones last time?
No, you talked to me through text about it briefly. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah?
Very good. I was, not blown away necessarily, but, very surprised by how
good
it was.
Explain me what Jessica Jones is.
Jessica Jones is Netflix Marvel film.
Okay.
No, show, rather.
Yeah.
So, you know the Daredevil series?
Yeah.
So, it's like, they're linked. So
Have you watched Punisher?
The same. No.
Okay.
I've seen Punisher in Daredevil season 2.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Which is awesome. And Laura's wanting me to now start The Punisher.
Yeah.
Have you seen Punisher?
No, but Aaron has watched The Punisher.
Yeah, it's meant to be very, very good as well.
It's very good, yeah.
But it's the same, so Jessica Jones is in the same shared universe as that.
Fantastic.
And basically she's a private investigator who has super strength.
Oh, right.
But she is good character, but the winning part of the show is the villain.
Ah.
Amazing.
Who plays the villain?
David Tennant.
Really?
Yeah.
As in Doctor Who?
Doctor Who, yeah.
Wow.
I mean Doctor Who, he's in... What else is he in?
He's most known for Doctor Who.
He's in a lot of stuff.
He is.
And he's very good.
Yeah, he is. He's also in Harry Potter.
He is in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He's an exceptional villain. One of the best ones I've ever seen on screen. Not going to lie.
Fantastic. Just
really well developed.
Who is the best villain you've ever seen on screen?
God.
What's the second most lethal experience?
Best villain on screen?
Yeah.
The Joker from Dark Knight?
Oh, that's good, actually.
Is a good one?
That's good.
There's been a couple of these Marvel shows, Daredevil, Wilson Fisk, is a brilliant villain.
Okay.
Just so well-rounded, you really get invested into his whole story, his arc.
Wonderful.
You know?
I'm trying to think of some noteworthy villains off the top of my head.
Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos is
pretty good too, pretty solid.
Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men.
Jesus Christ.
Super. Now, he played the villain in that James Bond movie. Was it Spectre or one of those? And I didn't think it was that good. Wasn't it Skyfall or one of those?
Yeah, he was a James Bond villain.
Yeah,
you know,
it was super, super team. But in No Country, he's super good in that.
He's amazing.
That's Coen Brothers again, though, I guess. That's just different.
I mean, there's some Darth Vader.
Initially, Negan in The Walking Dead. Super villain.
You're not going to get anything out of me. Walking Dead.
He's good.
I'm sure he's great.
Great acting.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hate that show. I'm actually so against it now.
I know. Do you know what? I'm actually now waiting for a new episode every Monday. They've got me hooked. Fucking hooked. Instead of just releasing it like a normal fucking show and giving me at least give me one half of the show in the second half.
Yeah.
They give me the whole first half and now one episode a week.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Why would you do this?
See, Stranger Things season 4.
I've never watched Stranger Things.
Well, have you not?
No.
Well, they're doing that. So they're going to do one half and then the next half a couple of weeks later.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty weird because Netflix usually does everything at once. But there you go.
Excellent.
I think we were talking about what we've been watching and then we got on to best villains.
Best villains. That's a good question, though. Villains is a good question.
We should do an episode on that. Maybe.
I'd love that.
Or maybe a little side.
Yeah.
A side video, perhaps.
Yeah, a side video.
Perhaps.
The greatest villains.
There's some good ones out there.
Yeah.
Sauron.
Oh, yeah, that's a good villain. Well, yeah, he was a good villain.
He's not really a person in that, but the concept.
The concept, yeah.
Of just pure evil.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, you don't get much more evil than pure evil.
The pure evil. I have watched, I'll talk about what I watched. The weekend after we did our last podcast, the next day, Colin and I finally watched Willy's Wonderland.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that.
Because we haven't had any Nick Cage in a while.
Oh, fucking.
So I was like, this is going to do for the Caging the Beast segment. So here it is, Willy's Wonderland. out this, like, what, 2 years? I don't know how long it's been since we talked about it. So it only got round to
so
watching
that's, that. That's just so for people who aren't aware, Nick Cage fighting the Five Nights at Freddy's robots?
Animatronics, basically, yeah. But they couldn't label it as Five Nights at Freddy's, so they had to call it Willy's Wonderland. The exact same thing.
It's basically Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah.
Have you seen it? Did you watch
no,
it?
No,
oh,
no,
right,
no.
Okay. What shocked me that I didn't actually know, and I don't know how we didn't cover this, Nick Cage doesn't have a single speaking word in the whole film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which what? I thought was, I thought when I heard it, I thought that's so cool. But how does it actually play out?
He's super badass in the movie, good. Dude. He's super badass. He has like this addiction to some kind of like energy drink. I forget what it's called. And like every hour he'll drink one of them. He'll play on a pinball machine. And then he goes back to cleaning the arcade until something happens. And then sure enough, he fucking does his shit. And just complete cheeseball.
But does it work?
So bad it's good. You know,
typically
like a bad
that's,
Nick Cage
that's
movie
what I want. That's
is
what
a
I
good
want.
Nick Cage movie, you know? I really enjoyed it.
That's great.
I think Colleen enjoyed it, but she would say that was awful, but still kind of enjoyed it.
Okay,
you know?
It's not a good film then, but it's...
Yeah, it's not a good film, but it is.
Bad enough that it's actually entertaining.
Not a single talking word, which I was like, geez.
I love that.
Yeah.
I actually love that idea.
He grunts a couple of times.
Oh yeah, of course. That reminds me of a film we watched a while back. I don't know if we covered it or not. Dread.
Oh yeah, you spoke to me about that. Yeah, Judge Dredd,
Very similar to The Raid in like the structure of it, which I was like, I wonder did they like get inspired by each other or whatever. But similar to it, like you had like a pretty big actor, Carl Urban, playing
that's
Dredd.
Right, yeah.
Never took off his helmet.
No.
You don't see his face once.
That's right, yeah.
Which is, I think it's just awesome. I think that's brilliant. Disappointing news in that vein is if you're a fan of Halo.
Yes. The TV show
they're doing for it.
They're going to reveal his face?
They're going to reveal his face. It's not the voice from the games doing the voice. It's just the actor.
I think this is a terrible way to go.
I think, yeah.
You don't reveal Master Chief's face.
I mean, they're justifying it by saying this is a completely alternate, like, this is a different version of Master Chief. It's not the one from the games.
So who's playing Master Chief? Do we know?
Pablo Schreiber. He's in, oh God, there's one thing that he's in that probably would have heard of. He's also in Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
He's the guard from Orange is the New Black. But there's another thing, there's a bigger thing that he's in that we would have heard of.
This is super weird. Like, I can't imagine
it just
Master Chief's
right.
face. Especially when he doesn't have the Master Chief voice to coincide. Yeah.
I think I understand for a TV show, it's probably more difficult to never see the face.
Yeah.
Because that's many hours.
Yeah.
Versus a film, I think you could do it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they decided. I don't know.
When is this coming again?
I think it's coming in March.
Oh fuck! Right.
Very little fanfare. Very little hype.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Little hype.
I think in America maybe it's bigger because obviously he's more American. But I was so pumped for it, and now I'm not.
Okay.
I
did not know that.
I'll still watch it because it might still be good.
In other news, did you know that Arthur finally finished the other day?
26
years of Arthur, the kids TV show Arthur. Yeah. And I say, hey, you know that show?
What a wonderful
I did not realize it was still going and so well received.
No.
Like all over.
I can't believe it.
Crazy. Did you see the final scene? Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
What do you think of it?
It was pretty cool.
I liked it. I liked the premise behind it. Like, yeah.
It was kind of like, not cheesy, but you know, it was like,
yeah,
everyone's happy. Everyone got the thing.
That's
that
it. I thought at first, this is cheesy. And I thought, but dude, it's a cartoon. Like, you know what I mean? Of course, that's a great way. Super. I didn't know that they were the longest running kids TV show.
I think it's the longest running animated TV show full
ever. Yeah. Crazy.
Which is incredible. Fair play.
You can market that for kids all you want, but
Arthur. Yeah, I loved Arthur when I was young. Yeah.
Market it for kids all you want, but that show rocks.
Yeah.
A lot of
solid, I guess. Solid.
Yeah. Right. Here we go. What have I been watching? I got something to talk to you about. Started watching, I know Colin and I know we're late to the party, but we started watching Mindhunter. I know you watched it a while ago.
Yeah.
Was kind of in the mood for, isn't it David Fincher?
Yeah. Fincher.
Fincher, sorry.
Yeah.
That does the direction on it. Now I know it got canned after like two seasons.
Yeah.
Although
there are talks about season three happening still.
Okay.
Yeah, coming back. So.
But we are both super fucking invested in this.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just such good writing. Like,
season one really is.
Isn't
just,
it? Yeah. So that's what we're watching in a minute. But in between, I needed something to kind of just keep me going, I guess. Because we're watching that together. So So I watched Prime's Jack Reacher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were
that may be my... That, I think that's going to be up there. I know we have The Last of Us coming, but up there is one of my shows of this year.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking super.
Brilliant.
It's super. Because I remember the Jack Reacher, the Tom Cruise Jack Reacher films.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God. Like,
I enjoyed those. Kind of like how you enjoyed Uncharted.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
yeah.
They're not brilliant, but they were good.
But based off of the Jack Reacher from the books, like, Tom Cruise was not that person.
Yeah, I've heard that.
This dude, Alan Ritchson, is the most... Oh, God, dude, he's just such a cool man. He's a beautiful man as well. He's a unit in this. And I don't know, it's fast-paced, and it's witty, and it's grim, and it's just everything in one. And it keeps you hooked every single episode. It's just like, here we go. Like, something big's going to happen. And it keeps that pace right to the fucking season finale, which is super.
That's impressive.
Really, really good. Really good writing. Some real, like... I don't want to talk about like the key moments or the standout moments, because you just got to watch. It's only 8 episodes long.
See, that I think that's important. Like, you're saying, like, it's just like the pace the whole way through, it's just solid. Like, 8 episodes, like, I mean, you look at The Walking Dead, which does like 20 dude. Or 16, whatever the fuck it does. Like, when you have 8 episodes, you can just cram it full, you can keep it ticking along, boom.
Yeah.
I think it makes a far better show.
Oh, man. I am recommending this to everybody. Please just watch the first episode.
Okay, I'll try.
And if you enjoy it, you can go from there.
Yeah.
But I know you'll enjoy it.
There's a lot in the backlog.
I really like this. You can give what, 7.5 hours of your time in around that? Well,
yeah. I mean, I can't. The thing is, I'm still struggling to finish Jessica Jones. And Laura already wants to start, because she's seen it already. So she wants to start The Punisher. And
I'm like, man,
so I got to finish it, and then I got to finish The Punisher, and then I can move on to a new show. Because otherwise, if I start watching another show, those other ones will fall by the wayside.
I don't want that to happen, Chris,
because I'm enjoying them. So.
I get that. Do you know Parks and Rec actually fell by the wayside with us? After The Office, Colin was like, that was so good. She had never seen it either. And I was like, let's try Parks and Rec. And we got like...
Did you start at season one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that you got to wait until Chris and Ben come into it in season 3 before it really starts hitting that prime.
Mm-hmm.
But right before they did, we started watching Lost.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was game over at that point.
I wouldn't blame anybody for stopping watching Parks and Rec based on the first 2 seasons.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's the same with The Office as well. The first season of The Office is grim, dude.
Yeah. It's just too much cringe. I will start Parks and Rec season 3, and I will start The Office.
Have you watched Space Force yet, Steve Carell?
Space Force? We've seen most of the first season, but we never finished
What do you think?
It wasn't as good as I was
wanted
hoping.
It to be.
It's not as good as The Office or Parks and Rec.
No.
And it's the same creators, so I was kind of expecting that. Yeah. Or Brooklyn Nine-Nine, expecting those levels.
Did I see the actor, call the bald dude.
John Malkovich.
John, he's in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a big character.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought I seen him in the trailer. I was like, is that John Malkovich?
He's really good in it, actually.
Is he? Yeah.
He's one of the better
John Malkovich characters. Is good in most things, to be fair. Like,
he's very good at the comedy stuff.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised by.
It's because normally he's doing quite dark comedy and dry comedy. Yeah. You know, like After Reading and The Men Who Stare at Goats is what I primarily remember him from.
It's kind of that kind of comedy.
Okay.
It's a dry kind of dry wit. But it's been a while since I've seen Space Force as well, so I'm not remembering it that well.
Okay.
But yeah, season 2 is out. Not super high on my list.
Okay.
What
else have you been watching? I think that's all I needed. Oh, a couple of films. Oh yeah, we watched a couple of good movies actually.
Well, that's good. What do you got?
Have you seen True Story?
No.
True Story is...
Is it based on True Story?
Yes.
Wow.
True Story is Jonah Hill and James Franco.
James Franco?
Yeah.
James Franco, who's Remember, that?
James Franco, you know the guy who's always with Seth Rogen? The Harry Osborn?
Yeah, Harry Osborn. James Franco, my God. That just sounds so weird in my mind.
He normally doesn't really play a serious role in anything, ever.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. But him and Jonah Hill team up for True Story. It sees... Jonah Hill is a writer for the New York Times who gets... canned because of some things that he said, and then we cut across to the other side of the world. James Franco is we find out that this guy's name is like, let's just call him Mike Buckle. I know that's not his real name, it's Mike something, but let's call him Mike Buckle.
Did you get Mike Buckle?
The first thing came to my head. Let's jump across to James Franco, who is touring Mexico doing something or whatever, and a girl meets him and says, oh, you know, what's your name, what do you do? And James Franco says, my name is Mike Buckle. I write for the New York Times.
Okay.
And we're like, okay. Then we find out that a Mike Buckle is a wanted man for the murder of his wife and 3 young kids.
Which Mike Buckle? James Franco?
James Franco.
Okay.
And he goes to prison, basically, and Jonah Hill's career is kind of gone at this point. He's a disgraced writer. Someone tells him he should take on this guy, go and interview him. And he says, why? And he says, because he's been using your name and your story for years. So he goes to meet him and he asks him the question, you know, did you do it? And he says, I will give you the full story, but you're not allowed to publish a damn thing until after the court case. And you're like, why? And the whole film is to do with the story kind of unveiling and slow. Very, very, very slow.
Sounds really interesting.
But then it builds in like the last third. It kind of just like, oh my goodness.
It's all building up to that.
And then you realize it is a true story. And you're like, holy shit, this is weird.
It sounds like a really cool concept.
It's quite good. I seen it a while ago and I was like, this could be interesting. So we watched it and The Call on Netflix, which is Halle Berry, who's a call center operator for the LAPD.
Okay.
And Abigail Breslin, you know Little Miss Sunshine?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plays a kid who gets abducted by, like, let's say a pedophile. Let's call him a pedophile.
And she's calling.
And she makes the call. And it's basically a phone call for the first...
Is this one of these films where, like, the running time is real time? Like,
yes.
It's 70 minutes of
what?
Or whatever.
Yes. Right up until the last, like, bit, and then we kind of jump forward.
Okay,
good movie. First two thirds, it's super tense, edge of the seat kind of stuff, and then it kind of falls by the wayside a little bit. In my opinion.
Yeah, because then it has to like kind of actually deal with the tension.
I also see Texas Chainsaw Massacre has made a return. Did you see that?
No,
fuck.
I have not.
Okay.
That reminds me of a film with Jake Gyllenhaal. I forget what it's called now. Actually,
it is. I know what it's called. It's called where he plays the call operator, and it's just him in the room the entire time.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
My mom was telling me about this. She's seen it and said it was quite good, but I can't remember.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's not amazing, but it's pretty good.
I like Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I don't think there's been any big shows or movies, aside from what I've already talked about.
Mm-hmm. Before we talk about briefly any kind of noteworthy food and shit that we've had, do you want to talk a little bit about what you've been playing?
Yeah, do you want to take a quick break?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're back. So you want to talk a little bit of... Well, actually, people don't know that we're back.
Exactly.
We had to take a quick break. Do you want to talk a bit about what games you've been playing? You want to tell me?
Yeah.
What you got up to?
So like I said, I wasn't in the mood to play many games during my period of illness.
That's right.
I wound up playing Psychonauts.
Yes, I was telling you about this. You were.
Psychonauts 2, actually. Which is like... A slow burn, not a slow burn. No, it was not a slow burn, but it was slow to get into for me. But it's very like Ratchet and Clank. It's a little platformer. It's got silly, you know, kind of humor. But then there's also like this like kind of like deep message to it.
Okay.
Okay, so the whole idea, the whole concept is that you kind of, you're a psychic and you can go into people's minds and kind of like, each mind is kind of like a different environment and there's all this weird stuff going on, blah, blah, blah. But you're always going into like kind of solve problems.
Okay.
So like one person, like their mind is like fragmented, so you're going in to like address all of the like baggage that they've like hidden deep down,
right?
And like you reveal little bits about that character while you're doing that, and then it kind of unlocks their whole mind again. And it's there's just like a lot of stuff. It deals with a lot of things. It deals with like addiction and like gambling and alcoholism and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it deals with topics
like big topics.
At the same time, like, it's all still targeted towards younger.
So it's still done, is it audiences? Done like a silly kind of way, like a humorous kind of way? Or
kind of silly. It's like kind of like, okay, so like one person is like remembering how their mother was an alcoholic.
Jesus.
At some point, right? Okay. Like, but it's not kind of like as depressing. It's like, it's their interpretation of it. So all they see is like, a kitchen with food on the table.
Is it more like what's not said, that kind of way?
Not really, because it's like, it starts at a kitchen, food on the table, and then you kind of progress and it's like, oh, where is she? Oh, she's out in the greenhouse. You go out to the greenhouse and there's all these bottles and you have to kind of like fight them off.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like that. Yeah.
And then you come back into the kitchen in the next level and now the kitchen's a mess and there's bottles all over the place.
Okay.
And you kind of like, it's never stated like, you know, oh, my mother was never there, she was an alcoholic. It's kind of just like, you're seeing what they remember from their childhood and stuff. And
that's weird. Like, what do you play this on, by the way?
I play it on the Xbox.
Okay.
But I think it's on like everything or whatever. But yeah, man, it moments like that, you're just kind of like, fuck, like that's...
It's deep, yeah.
Yeah,
it's hard
deep.
Hitting stuff.
Yeah, but not deep at the same time. You're like, whoa, like I'm just floored. It's just kind of like, you feel like you're actually solving problems for this, you know, imaginary character or whatever. But yeah, it just kind of, it was just really nice that way. It was kind of like, it was nice playing a game where it wasn't just like, kill all the baddies and win the game.
How long did it take you to get through this?
Not too long, like maybe 10 hours, 12 hours.
Jeez, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. a nice time for a game. Okay. And then it was nice to go back in. You can clean up and get all the achievements and stuff and go out there. It was nice to do that again for a bit. Because I don't really
that a
do
bit
that.
In a game, you mean? Yeah,
in a game,
Do you not
do
that so much now?
No, almost never. Yeah. It was only in this because I had done quite a bit along the way. And I was like, I'm actually pretty close to doing this. So it was nice to do that, just to play a game like that. Because lately, whenever I'm playing games, it's usually like a multiplayer game, like Halo or Apex Legends, and I'm playing with people on this, like, win the game is the goal, the objective. Yeah. Whereas this was like, there's a story, and it's not just about, like, defeating the bad guy at the end. It's like, along the way, there's a lot of, like...
Did you hear just that you said Call of Duty, that Activision Treyarch won't be releasing Call of Duty this year? Or, next 2022? Year? No, like, this year, 2022.
Oh, was it this year?
That the,
no, I think this year, the next Infinity Ward, like, Modern Warfare game
is coming. Yes, it'll be releasing, but...
But then after that.
They won't be... Or Treyarch...
There'll be a gap.
Activision,
Which I think is good.
I think it's a great thing. Because it's just saturated year after year after year. You can't keep doing... You can't just keep reskinning the same game.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. This one's in World War II, and then this one's in Modern Day, and then this one's in...
But it's the exact same.
Just, Cold War. It's like... Yeah.
I was talking to a guy during the week, and he said it'd be nice to just do the best of Call of Duty.
Mm. Like the best missions from each of the games?
Best missions, even best maps and stuff for the multiplayer. Like the best maps from like all the Modern Warfare's thrown in together. Like,
you think it'd be such a simple thing to do.
It's gotta be, D.
You know?
It has to be. I'm sorry, but it has to be.
Like, I mean, they have like six different studios working on this.
I know. And now, now with all this... sheer abundance of money coming from the Microsoft.
Oh yeah, from Papa Microsoft.
Yeah, Jesus. So
yeah, like I mean, a lot of people are optimistic because they're like, okay, now that Activision aren't running the show, or whenever they won't be, they can make good Call of Duty games again. Yeah. And I'm like, well, can they even?
Can they? Yeah.
I mean, the Modern Warfare team seem to be able to.
That's the team. Like, yeah.
So maybe they'll just focus on that, and then they'll get good games and put the other teams on things like. Do a best of.
Yeah, do a best of.
Do a different fucking game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they've only been doing Call of Duty for, like, 15 years or something like that.
But why not just make one really good Call of Duty game and then release patch, like, updates for it? That, like,
new maps.
Yeah, exactly.
New modes.
Exactly.
And then 5 years later, release the next one.
The next one, yeah. Exactly. Like, and work on it for five. You have a dedicated team working on, like, these new maps and modes and stuff, and have another team working on a brand new game.
Exactly, yeah.
Because that would make sense, D.
Well, that make too much sense.
Exactly. That's so we're not going to do that. Yeah. That's just... It's a cash cow, though, too.
Yeah. More games means more money.
Yeah.
Although now they're thinking that more games means less money because each game is competing with each other.
True.
Like, fuck me.
Yeah. What else you been playing?
What else have I been playing? I'm playing Halo. It's starting to fizzle out a bit now. Just in terms of, like, I've been playing it for, like, 3 months. And just don't get the urge to play it as much anymore. Play a little bit of Apex Legends. A bit of battle royale experience.
Very nice.
I started Cyberpunk 2077 after, and I've been planning to play this game for a very long time, and I kept putting it off because I'm like, I don't want to play a suboptimal version of it.
Yes,
because it didn't perform at all. But they've done their big patch 1.5 and they've updated.
Has it fixed a lot of things?
They claim it has.
That was such a shame too from Project Red. Like,
it's like if they hadn't released it until whenever they released that patch, like the other day, maybe it would have lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are still saying, even when you fix all the problems, like, at the core, there were still some problems. Like, you know, just the game was missing some things.
Right, okay.
Like, it's a first-person shooter. But, like, I mean, you compare it. I've been playing Halo and I've been playing Apex Legends.
So you're comparing it to those?
And it's not on the same scale as that. Like, it's not. And it's trying to do stealth and it's trying to do RPG and it's trying to do just driving mechanics.
Trying to do too much at worst?
Yeah.
Too much at once?
Sorry. I think so. Yeah. I think so. I only played about an hour and a half, but to be honest.
I suppose after The Witcher, though, it was kind of like go big or go home. Like, it's almost what the world expected from Project Red.
But I think if they made it a third-person game and built on the mechanics of The Witcher rather than switch to a first-person game with cars.
That's right.
With all these like stealth options and all this other stuff. Maybe it would have been easier for them.
Yeah.
But I mean, fair play. I might as well change the formula. Like, mix it up. Try something new. They did. For the most part, I think it works. Like, the world building is insane.
Yeah.
Like, when you're walking, there's a scene where you're in a car and you're being driven home, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you remember in like GTA when you could do that in a taxi?
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to hold the button to skip to get to your destination. Well, this was like that, except I didn't want to skip.
You just wanted to watch the world go by?
Because I was watching, the advertisements that were moving about. I was watching the shit happening on the street. I was like, it's just so densely packed.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like GTA where it's like the same posters over and over again. It's like,
it's, Is that why it just didn't work? Because the detailing in it was just so, like, overbearing?
No? I think the detailing is, like, rock solid. Like, yeah. No problems in that department. It's okay. Just when you're playing the game. Mm-hmm. Now, I only played an hour and a half, and it's been fine so far. These are just the reports that I've heard.
Yeah.
These are just the whisperings that I've heard.
Big game. Big game to get stuck into as well.
Big game. I bought Horizon. Not the new one, the old one. Zero Dawn.
Oh, very nice.
£7 or £8 on, like, PlayStation. I was like, crazy, like, not going to miss that chance. And no. It's got all the DLC and shit as well.
Oh, Frozen Wilds DLC with it as well?
Yeah, I assume so. Nice. Whatever it is. I was going to play Ghost of Tsushima.
You were?
I was really keen on playing it.
But?
You can't buy the base game anymore on the PlayStation store. You can only buy the director's cut, which is like £60.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck me. I don't want to
spend £60 right now. And go
I would quite happily play the
base game,
for like £30 or £40.
Yeah.
But £60.
That's a bit shitty. I've heard that it's worth every one of those £60.
I'm sure it is. I'm not in the mood. Like, yeah. You know, I'm in the mood to play the game, but like, that's just enough of a barrier to entry to make me go, I'll play Horizon at £8.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck me. It's not a bad game either.
Yeah.
But the reason I didn't play it is because it's as simple as this. The PlayStation had to update. And I had an hour to wait.
Fair enough, yeah.
And I played Cyberpunk in the interim, and I never got
back out of Cyberpunk then.
Horizon. Yeah. I'm going to see. Cyberpunk holds my attention, I'll play it, and if not, I'll switch to Horizon.
Very good.
We're definitely going for an open world game.
Something big.
Some description.
Yeah. Good. That's excellent.
It won't be Elden Ring.
It won't be Elden Ring.
No.
Okay. I have been playing, so I bought Horizon last weekend.
Yes, Forbidden West.
The new Horizon. And I knew going into this day, I was like, this is kind of shitty because I have Horizon. Some people love this, that they have Horizon one week and Elden Ring the next.
That's anxiety levels.
Exactly. I was like, what am I going to do? Because I knew I wanted Elden Ring. Coming off Demon's Souls, I was so sure. I was like, this is the mood I am in.
Yeah.
But I also didn't want to miss the chance of continuing just with because Horizon was my PS4 seller.
What brought you in.
Exactly. Yeah. So bought Horizon, finished Horizon. They have massively improved. I think, not even massively, because they didn't have, like, they could improve on some things from Zero Dawn. It's a big improvement. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole pile of new mechanics and ways of playing the game and traversing and all sorts that just makes this game, like, so much better in every way. But the actual story, I didn't give a shit about.
Oh, no.
I just couldn't get into it at all.
Because that's one of the things, from your description of the first game, really makes me want to play it, because you said the story is really good.
I liked the story in the first one. I did, because maybe it was just the time in which I was playing it, and I kind of got immersed into this whole, like, the Earth is dying, and these machines have risen up or whatever, and now I just, it was just too much, and I just didn't care. I find myself skipping a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
There's a lot of monologues and
there's quite a bit of dialogue.
I'm like, Jesus, this is enough. So I literally went for main quest only, bar here and there where I veered off to maybe get like an upgrade for my bow or things like that.
And part of that is because you knew you had to finish this before
finish Elden it Ring. To get. I only had a certain number of days where I knew I could dedicate a good few hours to get ready for Elden Ring. I'll just say I bought Elden Ring yesterday and I've literally put it on to make my character and I had to turn it on. I didn't have time, I was working, so over the weekend I'll get stuck in Elden Ring. So I'm not even going to talk about it, but
that is the game now.
Will be my big game now. But Horizon, the whole world in Horizon is fucking beautiful, man.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm playing it, you can obviously choose whether you want to play it performance-based or graphics-based. Mm-hmm. I was playing performance-based for a long time, and then I swapped it over to see what it was like. To me, I didn't really notice that much. I think maybe you might need, you might notice a bigger difference on, like, a better monitor.
What are you playing on? Like a big screen?
I'm playing on a big screen.
Big screen?
Like 75.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
75
then,
inch, yeah.
You might notice the performance, or the graphics then, I suppose.
The graphics, yeah. So I'm playing on 75 inch. I had some kind of gripes with it. I'm not even going to get stuck into it here. But all in all, I really enjoyed it. I think it was very much worth the investment. I think you'll enjoy it very much too. If you come straight off the first Horizon and go into the second, I think it'll just be
better that way.
So much better.
Okay.
But it was the story for me that I just couldn't care for. The machines are freaking awesome on this one. Like, there's so many more and the variants, and oh my god, there's They're super mad.
The machines for me was one part that doesn't draw me about the
really
game. Yeah, I don't really care for that. I'm much more interested in the environment and the human characters,
right?
And the concept of
the human characters,
the fact that machines have, like, for some reason become like wild animals. That's fascinating to me, but the actual machines, like, killing them and attacking them and stuff, it doesn't really
doesn't
draw me, but okay. I kind of get through those parts just to find out more about the world and the lore.
This was nice because there was parts of, like, you were in parts of Vegas and parts of like the San Francisco Bay and things, like, or not the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, you went all the way down to there to see the world's beautiful. Like, the world is fucking
that's really
beautiful.
Cool.
There's one really cool mission where I think you're in, like, a part of Vegas, or it could be a big city. I'm nearly sure it's Vegas. I could be wrong. No, you were heading towards Vegas, and the entire city is flooded. And you have to build a piece of apparatus that allows you to hold your breath, like, infinitely under the water. Oh, yeah. And when you dive in, like, there's a whole pile of underwater creatures now to deal with. But you de-flood the city, basically. Oh, it's super. It was one of the highlights of the game for me. Was there, like, and also, like, overriding some of the machines to use them as your own personal modes of transport. Awesome. Like, to be able to fly around the sky.
Oh, that's
in, like,
pretty
a
cool.
Big fucking, like, I think it's called a sunwing.
Okay.
Is awesome. Like,
okay, I know.
Jump off anytime, pull out, like, your little parachute, glide down, take out some more machines, and then fly off again. It's fucking
when you're
cool.
When you're talking about, like, traversal options, that sounds
traversal options
sick.
Is very, very
that sounds
good.
Amazing. Yeah, actually. Yeah. I can get under that.
There's a lot more machines that can be overridden and used for personal use, basically, which is
okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping I'll get through.
No, I will. One. I'm going to start using Horizon now as my game to go back to break up Elden Ring, and I'll go back and I'll probably go for the platinum in this one because I platinumed the first one, and just because I want to do those things, I want to discover all the landmarks, I want to upgrade all my weapons and all that kind of
stuff.
It's kind of
nice that you have a reason to go back in.
Exactly. Oh, I'm not going to give up. Like, that's not me done with Horizon.
Yeah.
It's me done for now, but
done with the story.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't care for it. I'd love to hear a couple other people's thoughts and all, like, but for me, I just couldn't get involved.
Okay,
you know, I think it was because the back of my mind, I was like, Elden Ring's coming.
Yeah,
Elden Ring's coming. Like, we gotta go.
Sometimes that happens, man. Sometimes you're just like, the story is happening, but really, all I'm doing is trying to progress.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
To be fair, going through the story at the rate I did, I shouldn't have been able to get past some of those missions I did at the level I was, and I died a lot. But I was just. Pure ignorance that I was just like, I'm just going to keep going hammering. I had very little upgrades to my weapons. It was bare basics.
Okay.
Whereas when I watched a video online of how guys were doing this, they bring up their weapon wheel. I'm like, what is that? So I was bare bones, like, bow and arrow, let's go, you know?
Let me knife.
But that was it. That was all my gaming for the...
Sounds like plenty of gaming.
It's
man.
Plenty. Like, it's plenty.
You blew through a... Pretty big
pretty
open
big,
world
yeah.
game. You're just starting into an even bigger one.
I can't
one.
Wait for Elden Ring though, dude. I hear the and I've seen the performance. I've watched a couple of streams and stuff, and the performance has been like the frame rate has like dropped dramatically in places, and I'm like, ooh, that looks
I've
pretty
seen,
janky. Like,
from what I've seen, I watched briefly a tech review of IGN did it the other day.
That's right.
I think PlayStation 5 is the best place to play it.
Play it, yeah.
So that's pretty good for you.
Yeah, because one of the guys, I don't fully understand like drivers and everything on PC, but one of the Fighting Cowboy is the guy I watch for all those kind of streams, and he was saying he installed a new NVIDIA driver, and he says he's going back on it now because he said it basically he believes that was the reason for the crashes. So I don't know what any of that means necessarily, but I was so thankful that I am on PS5.
PC crowd, I think, have it particularly bad because they have to worry about, like, obviously version of the game and whatever positions they have, and then version of, like the graphics card driver that puts the thing on screen.
Yeah.
So and then the version of Windows probably matters and all this other shit. Like, whereas on your PlayStation, it's just get the latest version of the game, it'll be fucking optimized.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen, I think Xbox runs a little bit worse because, like, just from software
yeah,
just more comfortable with PlayStation, and then PC I think is just like, I think they got it pretty bad.
Yeah,
but
well, I said I have nothing else in the...
Laura bought it for PC.
Did she?
Yeah, she hasn't played it yet.
Oh, okay.
She's planning to, and I haven't said it. I don't know if she's read about these things, but
okay, well, let me know if she starts playing it. Let me know how she's getting on, and I'll let her know how I'm getting on.
Yeah, it's
gives any tips. Discuss. Yeah, I want to know.
I spent 14 hours in one bus.
No. Yeah, that's me. Like,
I can't do it. I couldn't do that.
That's to me, like, as I messaged you during the week, and I've never been, like, I finished Dark Souls 2, didn't play Dark Souls 1, started Dark Souls 3, didn't care for it too much, and then nothing, didn't play, I dabbled in Bloodborne, maybe like 12 hours, 13 hours. That was it. Give up. Just wasn't for me at the time. There was other games I wanted to play. And then Demon's Souls, when I bought my PS5, was the only game I had.
Yeah.
So when I died and I switched off the console because I was frustrated, it was like, what am I going to do now?
Switch back.
I was like,
on.
Let's go back in. And yeah. That was, and I think that's why I grew to love Demon's Souls so fucking much.
You hear that all the time. It's like, it's just, you keep grinding at it.
Going.
When you do get it, it's
and then
just
you do get good.
Yeah,
you do
yeah.
get good. You know.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all my gaming. Like, that's all I have to say.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
We're playing a lot of games compared to what we used to.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying it. I have to say, I'm really fucking enjoying it.
That's good. Maybe some more gaming videos on the channel, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Probably not.
Like,
so, maybe. Promise.
Who knows? Game while eating toast?
Oh my God.
Would be pretty nice.
Toasted gaming?
Have you had anything noteworthy that you want to talk about?
Oh, I had a delicious calzone. So the Domino's that failed me so miserably.
Mm-hmm.
The next night I was still craving pizza super hard. And I was like, right, we're going to try this different place. Mangia in Lisburn, if anyone wants to try it out.
What's it called?
Mangia.
Mangia?
Yeah. I don't know what it means. But they deliver to us. They're always really reliable in that regard.
Listen,
and
when
the
they deliver
is solid.
To you, yeah.
And that's why we always go to them. But this calzone was a lot more than solid. It was delicious.
Excellent.
It was fantastic.
Oh, just the right amount of sauce?
Right around, I don't know.
Is there cheese in a calzone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Let everyone go. And they even put a little bit of sauce and cheese on top of
I've
the calzone.
I've yet to have a calzone.
Ever in your life?
Never.
Yeah, just try one.
Okay.
Like, there's just something about the way the cheese comes out, like, almost molten because it's
yes,
folded over.
It's folded, yeah.
It's maintained inside of an oven the whole time. It's amazing. This calzone was just so fucking good. And even Laura, she was like, this is amazing. We got it again the next night. It was that good.
Ooh. God, that's
now, I was sick at the time, so I was justifying and I could eat anything.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get the calories in.
So yeah, got it the next night. It was amazing.
Good.
It was amazing.
Good. I'd like to try a calzone. Maybe sometime I come to Belfast. We come to Belfast to see you.
You come up with this, we'll get a manga calzone.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds great.
All of our problems will
a calzone away. Before a podcast. What more could you want? What about the calzone podcast?
Oh,
there you go. That's rebrand.
I'll watch a little bit of Parks and Rec. We could go to the locale.
The locale.
Calzone.
Highway to the calzone zone.
Oh God!
Yeah,
but yeah, that's actually genuinely put the idea in my head for a calzone was
Parks and Rec.
Was Parks and Rec him so, talking about calzones? Yeah. And I was like, that would be nice. And
we've talked a lot about calzones now that I'm actually thinking about pizza now. You know,
it was you who made me get a pizza.
That's right. We got a pizza. The last podcast we did, yeah. We both got pizzas.
Ours was solid.
Right, so
but
was
I think
ours.
You sent me a pizza. Did you not send me a pizza
afterwards? Probably did. Like,
I don't know.
It's me.
I don't know why we got that Domino's that time. I guess it was just in my head.
Oh, I had a pizza last weekend as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah, I did.
Good man.
I did. Fuck,
I
had two pizzas last weekend.
We'll get a calzone next time. Wherever you go.
True. Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like that
I don't know
much.
Where you go for pizza. I'd say, like, where do you go for pizzas?
Anywhere, really.
Anywhere?
Yeah, I'll eat pizza from anywhere. Primarily, like, Domino's or fucking four-star.
I don't know if Domino's do calzones, so.
No, they don't, no. So we'll have to go somewhere that'll specialize in the calzone.
Yeah, but. Give it a go.
I'm happy to try
give
it.
Give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't have anything else, I don't think. Well,
that's it. I can't think of anything really noteworthy I've had. I've had a couple of real good meals, but I can't. There's nothing even like, I'm like, ooh, that was a big one. So
Laura got, we got a chippy the other night.
Mm.
Having a lot of takeaways lately. I think
yeah,
it's kind of
course, yeah.
carryover from the sickness where it just didn't want
keep
to
keep the calories coming in. You're training hard. You got to get calories.
Am I? Laura got waffles and chicken.
Jesus, where from?
From a chippy.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's what it was so
now, hang on. Waffles? Sweet waffles? Or
sweet waffles.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Where does this? I want this.
A place in somewhere near us.
In Lisburn.
Yeah, no, not Lisburn. More like Dunmurry, Belfast. And it's like sweet waffles, southern fried chicken.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
It's such a good combo.
It's amazing.
I've had it in the States.
I was shocked. We got it two nights in a row.
Yeah.
And well, she got it two nights in a row.
Now, the sweet and salty aspect. Fuck hot and cold, sweet and salty.
Good to go.
Oh my goodness.
All day, every day.
Oh. Oh.
This was hot and hot. It was hot waffles, hot chicken. It was good.
It's like if you have bacon on pancakes.
Yeah.
With maple syrup
or with
chocolate spread.
It was
or
you
something.
Who convinced me of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
True.
I think it was sausages. You were like we were talking about like a fry and then you were like maple syrup. I was like, what?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You were like, oh no, GT, the savory and the sweet. And I was like, what
it
are
works
you, what,
though, doesn't it?
What's he talking about?
It works.
100%.
Speaking of which, it's Pancake Tuesday on Tuesday.
Where does the time go?
Did you know that was coming?
No.
I only found that out. Well, I mean, obviously I knew it's a yearly thing. It's an annual thing.
I'm aware it's annual.
But I didn't know it was so soon.
Shrove Tuesday.
Shrove Tuesday.
It's Pancake Tuesday.
I was just caught out by it, D.
it's amazing.
I'm so unprepared. Yeah. I feel.
Well, what shocked me was Louise is coming home from Australia this year.
Is she?
Hooray! Yeah.
Permanently?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, but she's coming home for they have a wedding or something in April, and they were talking about going out on Easter Sunday, and I was like, that's Easter Sunday. Away. I'm like, Louise coming home in April, you morons.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, it's like the
17th or something, isn't it? Yeah. Like, or 14th or something.
Is that how it was earlier than that? I have no clue.
Maybe it is.
It's about 40 days from next Tuesday.
True. Actually, yeah, 40-ish days.
I think you're probably right, 17th, something like that.
Jeez.
But yeah, I was like, oh yeah. Easter always catches me out though, because it moves.
I don't like that it moves. Easter should be a set day. Like a set date every year.
Every date. I would like that.
Why it moves? It's something to do with like the Catholic calendar or something, isn't it?
Lad, history degree coming in clutch right now.
Okay, here we
actually,
go.
I don't know what it moves, to be honest. But I do know that in Ireland, we did it differently for like hundreds of years.
Do we?
Big point of contention. Pope did not like it.
No shit. It's
Pope was
Easter.
Super pissed with the Irish because we were doing Easter calculating it differently, like not by the moon or something like that.
Yeah, so
by the old pagan methods.
Okay. So I thought it was something to do with the Bible or something to do with like.
It's the same as Christmas. They were just like, there is like an event that always happened like on the seventh lunar cycle.
That's
or some
why
shit.
We have Christmas on the 25th, like
because it's equinox or something like that. Yeah, it's the same idea. They were just like, we'll just use that same date because everyone's already celebrating something.
Can't just use that date.
And but the Irish did definitely for some reason, and we had a big falling out about it.
Right.
St. Patrick. Yeah, he didn't do it right.
Wow, didn't know that, hey? That's interesting. There you go. History podcast there with Chris and D.
Something about that, I don't know.
That's interesting.
That's not that interesting. I really thought that there was
more
a point to that.
Okay. No.
They did disagree. Eventually, Rome won out and the Irish changed. I don't know when.
Okay.
Or why.
So
or
now
who
we,
was involved in
okay.
that. But it was a big
naturally
thing.
Rome would win out.
Like, oh, obviously, you know, it's the, yeah, they're not going to lose.
The home of Christianity. The home of
the Romans.
Christianity is Armagh.
In Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastical capital of Ireland.
Our local city.
Do you know why that is?
Huh?
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because somebody made up a bunch of shit about St. Patrick. They were like, yeah, Armagh, that's where he's from. Of course.
Let me think. Nothing really else noteworthy I need to talk about. Just as we've been sitting here, two more community questions have come in now.
This has come in live from...
We'll touch through these two quick ones because I put the ones that we had from last week on bank for the bigger episodes. So we'll save those for next week. But here's two straight off the bat, D. Which Tomb Raider timeline is your favorite or least favorite from 96 to 03, Legend era or the most recent reboot?
Legend era. Because it's the one I've played the most of.
So that'd be the trilogy there is Legend, Anniversary and...
Underworld,
yeah.
It's not even though because Anniversary
trilogy.
Doesn't come after Legend. Anniversary precedes... No, wait, what?
Yeah, it goes Legend, Anniversary, Underworld, but Anniversary is a remake of the first game.
Yeah.
So...
But is Anniversary chronologically before? I like
the
Legend.
It's after.
I like the Legend and... I like those games.
Legend first. It's yeah. Legend first.
I like
yeah.
those games.
Yeah.
Good games.
For me, it's the original OG era. I just have too many nostalgic memories.
Yeah.
With it. They are my absolute favorite. And if we want to get even more in depth, 1 to 4.
Oh, yeah.
So 96 to 99.
So, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because like Angel of Darkness.
Oh, Angel of Darkness can do one. Like,
it just doesn't fall into
that's
any
the 03. And we just, like, nothing good happened in 03. Can you think of anything noteworthy that happened in 03? No,
yeah.
You can't. Because nothing
no,
happened,
yeah,
Dave.
Right,
that's
yeah,
it. What about this? A single cheeseburger, a double cheeseburger, or a triple cheeseburger?
Double.
Double?
Double.
Why?
Because a single is like, that's nice, but I really wish there was a little bit more.
Okay.
A double is going to give you that little bit more, and a triple is going to be messy.
Too much?
Too much. I mean, what? Okay. Like,
when you
okay,
think of these...
You want to go into this a little bit more? So, what size are the patties? Okay.
I was just about to say, are we picturing like an OG McDonald's cheeseburger?
Oh, no. McDonald's, no.
Like, are you going...
Triple McDonald's is like a regular fucking single.
That's what I mean. So do you want to go like a homemade, like a decent cheeseburger?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to go 5 Guys?
Thinking more along 5 Guys.
We've been more upmarket, but not quite.
Imagine you're bootleggers and you got a single burger. Mm-hmm. That's the type. That's what I'm talking about.
I could have added an extra patty for an extra pound, and I should have done
it. You should have.
Such a fool.
There you go. You just answered the question. You're obviously a single patty man.
There you go.
For a pound more. And he said, no, guys, I don't know what to tell you.
I think I'm a double two. Triple. Yeah. I could go triple. Now this is if
you
I
could do triple at McDonald's.
Triple, yeah, triple patty, not triple cheese.
Okay.
I almost feel like the amount of cheese to patty ratio is way off. I like also the McDonald's bun is terrific, and I like that bun ratio. The bun to burger to cheese ratio has to be right. With a Big Mac, that's where you get that middle bun. So that the
too
bun
much
to
bun?
Burger, yeah, no, that's right. No, that's an okay. That's an okay amount.
Okay.
Whereas a double, you have like one bun, two burgers. That's fine. A triple, one bun, three burgers. Too much.
No, too much.
Too much.
No, I'm fine with a triple at McDonald's.
You
the
think
bun, the bun to meat ratio there is fine because the meat quantity is just so low.
Mm-hmm.
But, and a standard, like a more traditional burger, like if you're at a burger place, like
yes.
Five Guys, like Bunsen, like Bootleggers,
yeah,
it'd be a double for me almost every single time.
A double.
Yeah. Double, and that's double cheese as well.
What about a double-double?
No.
That's a quad.
You want two burgers?
No.
Because why would you want four patties inside of, the bun ratio's
yeah,
all off
it's
now.
Way off.
And also, you're going to have to eat that thing, like, you're going to have to cut that in half and eat it like a,
yeah.
What are you going to do there?
Yeah.
It's too tall.
It's too tall.
Can you unhinge your jaw like a snake? You might be able to. I'm not going to speak for anybody. If you're out there and you can do that, then that's good for you.
Some people got big mouths, D, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. Have you seen, like, there's a place in America called the Heart Attack Cafe or the Heart Attack Restaurant?
Now, that screams somewhere I want to go.
Yeah.
I got to see it.
This is their selling point. Basically, like, yeah, everything there is just covered in grease. Really fatty, you know. Just,
the tables, the chairs.
Yeah, you know, the waitresses or waiters
are covered in grease.
Yeah, no, they're dressed as nurses and doctors.
Oh, very nice.
Because you're going to take a heart attack.
You're going to take a heart attack
if you don't finish your. Now, this is obscene to me. If you don't finish your plate, so if you order a meal and you don't finish everything on it, you get spanked. America, ladies and gentlemen, you get
no,
spanked.
You don't.
You genuinely look it up whenever you.
Oh
whenever you
get, my god! Whereabouts in America is this?
I'm not sure.
Probably like imagine. California or somewhere.
I would imagine Florida.
Like
if I had to guess, if I had to pick anywhere, I'd say Florida.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know.
Okay, I know we have a decent listener base in USA. If anyone has ever been to, what is it called?
The Heart Attack Restaurant.
Or know of this?
Heart Attack
or
Burger.
Know of similar restaurants, please let us know. This sounds hilarious.
Like the guy in charge of it, like people have died there. Like people have taken heart attacks and died.
Genuinely.
That's why it's called that. I'm pretty sure, yeah. And he's like, you know, like that's fine. That's why they came in here. They knew that they were getting into.
Do you have to sign a waiver?
I don't know. Maybe. I only seen one video on it. There wasn't much detail in that regard. But what they did get a...
Oh, Jesus.
A 10 or a 20 patty burger.
Why?
And no, it's literally like it was
why?
2 feet tall,
why,
3 feet
like,
tall.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's too much meat.
Yeah, it was retarded. Like, you know? And there was cheese and there was bacon and there was everything in it. And you have to finish it or else you get spanked.
Hmm.
Obviously, this guy who was eating it didn't finish it.
How hard a spank are we talking?
They fucking, right, they put you in like this, like, almost like a stockade.
Yeah, okay.
They made you in a stockade and then one of the nurses, now to be fair, these nurses are like, you know, what do you call them? Like, cherry striper.
Oh yes.
They're like,
yeah,
that, like
the
50s
old,
type
yeah.
of nurse, and they're
okay.
wearing short skirts. You know, it's like
okay.
quite flamboyant.
So maybe people don't want to finish the burger.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying. Let's not really spanking out here, do you? Okay.
Some people just... don't be finishing their meals intentionally, and they get sent up, and they spank you with a paddle.
And what is the address?
Well, with a fucking paddle, Chris.
Jesus.
And if they don't think they got it good enough, then do it again.
I can't imagine. Like, I'm not going to say that I don't want to be spanky, but I'm saying.
Well, let's not have any absolutes, Chris.
Yeah, let's not rule anything out. But after such a meal where I'm obviously so full I couldn't finish it, I don't think I want to be spanked then. Maybe before my meal. You know, is there a way we can skip the meal,
yeah,
go straight to the spanking?
I'm not going to finish it. Can you spank me now? And then that way I don't have to feel so bad. I don't know. It's very gimmicky. Obviously a very gimmicky place.
Yeah. I think genuinely one thing I'd love to do, I always said if I ever won the lotto, is I'd open my own restaurant. I'd love to work in food and deal with food, and I'd love to give people big portions for their money, but good food. But I don't think I go to the levels where I'd say you're gonna have a heart attack here.
No, you want to give them good food that
I like bang
enjoy,
for buck,
not die from.
Exactly.
Well, Chris, I hope that you do that someday, and I will definitely frequent that place.
Good.
Will you serve meat?
Yes, there will also be spanking.
There will also be spanking.
There may also be whipping.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know.
This is a different type of restaurant.
Yeah, you want whipped cream?
That's going to be like your slogan. This is not your regular restaurant.
Yeah. Whipped cream in your coffee? Get in the stockade.
Pineapple on pizza? Over you go.
Now, listen. No, we've talked about this before, dude.
I've changed my opinion on that.
Have you?
I still don't like it.
All right, fuck.
But okay, you put whatever the fuck you want on pizza.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you were harshly against it at one point.
Like. Yeah, I was like, oh, you're wrong. But now I'm like, no, pizza is a democratic meal. You put whatever you want on there.
You do you. Okay, I think that's all. I think that's about all we got time for.
I think we've already exceeded our time limit.
That's super. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been episode 126 of the Empty Promise podcast. Remember, you can find this podcast and all previous podcasts over on any podcast hosting
service.
I was going to say network, but service is pretty good.
I like network.
You can find our YouTube page, which is Empty Promise Podcast, and all our social media tags for Empty Promise Podcast. Keep up to date with us. We have a new podcast every single Monday, hopefully.
It is home of the empty promise.
We will see you all next week. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, hopefully. If you like this podcast, do give us the thumbs up, approval, star rating, whatever it is, wherever you listen to us. Thank you so much for getting in touch.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Goodbye and God bless.